Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Class, if you'd like to listen, there are many ways to listen to USA Prepares and study with us. RentsRadio.com, Rents, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. Jeff Rents' organization. Of course, there's GCN Live. .com, GCN Live, as in Genesis Communications Live.com, and that's where we originate. We originate from, well, actually, I originate from a studio here in Missouri at the farm. Rich is originating from his location in Montana on at his farm, and then we connect at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota and out through AM, FM, satellite, etc., from there. And Ron Gibson, the Ron Gibson channel, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N channel on YouTube. I'm sorry, it used to be on YouTube. They done threw us off. Odyssey and BitChute. Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, covering the United States and Europe, and well, you know, North America, Europe, and maybe parts of Africa. Northern Africa with Galaxy 19 satellite network. And then there's a telephone listen line, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. So if you'd like to listen to the telephone listen line while we're live between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Central Time, 605-615-1815. That is not the call-in number. And we don't take very many calls anyway. So Rich Sheba is with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. I don't know if you heard the commercial right before the opening bell here, but they were talking about how Biden was ranked 14th or something like that for best president. And they talked about experts. And
14th best out of how many?
Yeah, out of all presidents. He beat Reagan, they said. Look,
no way.
Look, I'm looking at a study right now, folks. It's basically data from a Harvard Misinformation Review survey of only 150 misinformation experts. Let me decode that for you, people. What that is people who are willing to sell out, to take the money, to come out with to sell the narrative results that the people at the top want. So they talk about the political leaning of misinformation experts. I am looking at the graph right here. There's nothing unbiased about it. About 10% claim they are in the center. On the right, less than 5%. Do the math. Everybody else is on the left. Everybody else. Okay? People, we have to do our homework. We have to look at where the money's coming from. Like, for example, George Soros, he's right now in the process of buying hundreds of radio stations. We have to be aware of this stuff. I mean, we gotta really do our homework, Vince, and look at where the donations come from, the grants, the subsidies, the money printing under the table, the special interests, the lobbying, the PACs. You know, It's all smoke and mirrors, folks. We have to look at we've been riding this horse of consequences of inaction towards political correctness for decades. we have to realize what's going on here. Vince, do you want to comment on what I just said? Because it's amazing. It's just amazing to me how the powers that be, how stupid they think we are. Are we that stupid, Vince?
You know, it's funny that you're, well, it's ironic that you're mentioning this, because I was thinking about the presidents today, this morning before the broadcast, and I was thinking, so how well is Joe doing? I did not read the article that you're talking about. But in my mind, Joe Biden is about the worst communicator I have ever heard on the national stage. He can't formulate a sentence. He's a plagiarist. He stole other people's work. He stole another guy's wife. Okay? He cannot communicate what he might be trying to say. The rest of us can't figure it out because it's nonsense. And I was thinking about, you know, some of the great communicators, and the only one I could come up with in my lifetime, well, possibly two. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was pretty good. And Ronald Reagan was really good. Other than that, would you say that Barry Satoro was a great communicator? Would you say that George W. or his dad, those guys were great communicators? Would you say Richard Milhouse Nixon, would you say he was a great communicator? No. No. We haven't had a really good communicator in the last 40 years. We haven't, as a president. And the current guy is absolutely abysmal at it. Which brings me to a point I wanted to mention, and that's fraud. And I think the three-legged stool of, possibly the three-legged stool of the current administration is fraud, lies, and corruption. And you take any one of those legs out and the stool falls over, right? So fraud, what is fraud? Fraud is, and this is according to the internet, these are not my words. Fraud is a deception practiced in order to induce another to give up possession of property or surrender a right. Fraud is a piece of trickery, a trick. And fraud, one that defrauds, is a cheat. So that's what fraud is. And then we have the current administration. And when I say fraud, I'm talking about the practice of deception on all levels. Electric cars. That's a fraud. It's a terrible idea. Windmills, or wind turbines, I should say, they don't work very well. They don't last very long. That's another fraud. So the green energy is fraud. But also, at the street level, we have athletes, or people who practice in athletic competitions, who are, we've got men who put on women's swimsuits, one-piece swimsuits, tuck their genitals between their legs, and then swim against females. So the males are bigger and stronger, more muscle, and they win, and they set all kinds of records. That's fraud. It's absolute fraud, and our universities are saying they're fine with it. The administration's saying it's fine with it. And the rest of us, the bottom 93%, are saying, what, are you out of your mind? This is not acceptable. Fraud is what Kathy saw in the supermarket. I believe it was a supermarket. She was telling me a story off air. And there was a guy with multicultural hair, you know, dyed a non-natural color. He was wearing a bra. He was dressed up as a female. Kathy was so outraged, she went to the store manager and said, look at this. And the store manager said, he's our best employee. That's where we are today. That is absolutely where we are today. It's outrageous. So where are the men? Where are the men? Well, they're right here at USA Prepares, but that's it. Where are the rest of them? Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah. First of all, this is group warfare, and I've covered this until I'm out of breath and blue in the face. Basically, divide and conquer strategies. And you've heard me say the common denominator many times. The common denominator to collapse and demoralize and destroy a country is to lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for the job. You know, just like you mentioned the word deception. That's basically what the Chinese book Sun Tzu is about, divide and conquer and deception. So we have to look at how the powers that be are literally delegitimizing work, making certain groups feel entitled, eliminating value because people aren't getting the jobs legitimately. They're not earned, and everything is based on the group hyphen and pronoun. And I've connected these dots for 13 years on the air. And I use the term Hegelian dialect, media propaganda, professional wordsmithing, subliminal messaging. This is all done to insult people's work ethic, ability, and intelligence. So they react emotionally. They lose critical thinking ability while the powers that be are insulting them, degrading them, and disrespecting them. So our nation doesn't get empowered. No group gets empowered. And it just makes people submissive and breaks their will. And that's how you destroy mediocrity or destroy America through mediocrity. So when you have all these people getting jobs through affirmative action, quotas, critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion, it's all a plan by design. So you have these certain people from certain groups getting jobs that they didn't earn. So when they see a guy wearing a girl's swimsuit competing against other women, they're going to be hypocrites if they say anything, because they've already been conditioned, and they know that if they say anything, they've already taken jobs that they didn't earn, that they didn't deserve. So how can they jump in and say something? You see how that works? It's psychological conditioning. And believe me, I've gone into this with unbelievable detail. But the consequences are everywhere. Pedophilia, parental rights. The corruption. I'm sure you've heard me say, Vince, once in a while, I'm sure you listen to me when I monologue, right? When I'm going solo. I don't even call us the United States of America anymore,
yeah,
Vince.
Sure.
We're the divided groups of scams, corruption, fraud, which you mentioned fraud just a few moments ago, which, by the way, has no statute of limitations, treason, lawlessness, and wokeness. Do you think that's pretty accurate, Vince?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. There's no question about it. You know, I'm looking at this list of ranked presidents. You know, George H.W. Bush, you know, senior. He's ranked number 20. Oh, well, I think that's right. And then we've got Joe Biden. According to this ranking, he's number 19. Ronald Reagan is like one better than Joe Biden. That's ridiculous. Ronald Reagan is way better. He broke the Soviet Union. Ronald Reagan, we prospered under Ronald Reagan. But it's amazing. Words are for sale. Okay, science is for sale. They say Bill Clinton was number 14. Really? Bill Clinton couldn't keep his zipper up. He couldn't do it. I mean, he was impeached. Woodrow Wilson was number 13. Barry Satoro was number 11. The 11th best president, according to CBS News. You can't possibly believe that, right? Lyndon Johnson was 8th best. Lyndon Johnson. He allegedly killed JFK. He and his cronies. How about that?
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
CBS News. The number one best president ever was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 1933 to 1945. The second best was Abraham Lincoln, 1861 to 1865. But you have to remember that Abraham Lincoln suspended the Constitution. Abraham Lincoln's team, you know, the guys in blue, when they went down to New Orleans, they raped and molested the ladies of New Orleans. True. Absolutely true. And then number three, according to CBS News, they say that's George Washington. Really? So they think he's only third best, George Washington. The father of our country is like third best? Really? And right behind George Washington, they have Theodore Roosevelt, 1901 to 1909. Can you imagine that? And of course, Thomas Jefferson was only number five. Unbelievable. The guys who built the country weren't even number one and two. How about that? Rich?
Well, you got to remember, Vince, powers that be, you know, in order to consolidate power, money, control, they have to have chaos. They have to have infighting. And they use brainwashing, designed mind control. I've mentioned so many of these psychological clinical studies. And again, I'm out of breath talking about it. It's designed to bring out emotion. Basically, almost everything is a psyop. It's made to be disruptive. It's made to make you question the validity of everything. So you're wobbling and you're off center. And that's how you do behavior modification. You basically break someone's mind and create a clean slate so you can basically implant virtual reality. And this is all for this controlled reset that they're trying to pull on us. Look, we have to realize here, people, that we're about to lose it all. Okay? I mean, the UN, and I have articles on that if I get to it. If not, I'll get to it next week. The World Economic Forum, anything that is under the category of the powers that be, okay? So when we say they, that's what we're referring to. They want to this year, folks, not just bring in central bank digital currencies, but basically control every aspect of your life through a World Health Organization treaty. I cannot tell you what a dangerous time that we are in. This great reset has been planned, people, for about 100 years. And we have to wake up to the psyops. This is one of the reasons, Vince, I'm so adamant on not talking so much where it seems like I'm giving an opinion. I really, really like to talk about, reinforce everything I've said through published articles, interviews, video clips that I vet for authenticity that's already in the public domain. Because a lot of people don't believe it. Like, for example, if I said, oh, yeah, well, the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, they basically want to get rid of the individual. They want everything's about the group, so they control people better because there's a lot less groups than there is individuals. I've given so much evidence on that from speeches back of the globalists back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, their white papers, their books, their literature. There's even recent modern video of Klaus Schwab saying, we need to get rid of the individual. He's too dangerous. And when you explain this to a liberal Democrat, the biggest problem is lack of humility, whether it be with the jab, whether it be with anything. They have to admit that they were played and they were wrong. And I think, Vince, this is probably one of our biggest obstacles that we're dealing with in America right now. Folks, I'm not even going to categorize my articles and interviews when I give them in the future, okay? Because we're in the home stretch. This is it. If we can't wake people up the next few months, it's all over. And you, our listeners, it's going to be up to you to tell your children and grandchildren that they're not going to have a future. That's where we're at right now. We're in corrupt state control. And keep in mind, we're fighting for everyone. For those of you who are listening and everybody around the world listening, you're not just being censored, you are being canceled.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News. News update. California continues to get drenched by atmospheric river storms. This week, Governor Gavin Newsom is activating the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement, and that's largely associated with the ground being just so saturated with water.
There should also be a major snow melt in the coming days from a series of storms. The CEO of rideshare company Lyft, David Risher, is thanking the Taylor Swift Eras Tour for boosting his company's bottom line in recent months. Throughout the Eras Tour and wherever it stopped, traffic in and out of stadiums and hotels was up significantly, he says, anywhere from 25 to 60%. Additionally, Risher said his drivers usually got three times the tips from Swifties who ordered Lyft rides during the tour dates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Flash it. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rich Evans with us in Montana. You know, Rich. Many of us here at USA Prepares, many of the instructors have spent a lot of time in school. And I've spent at least 18 years, somewhere between 18 and 21 years, being formally educated. And I know you've got 3 degrees. Well, no one, not one of my teachers had ever said, class, Don't y'all be believing the news. You watch or read the news, you read books, don't you be believing it. That never happened. And here we are, Rich, you and I are saying, don't believe the news. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. The point I'm trying to make is that never in my life did I ever expect that the government and corporations would lie to us nonstop 24/7, 365. But I'm saying they are. They are lying to us 24/7, 365. Rich?
Vince, I want to ask you a question. Give me a moment to put it in context. I've spent so much time on your broadcast proving, okay, and I think you'll agree that I really haven't changed my messaging in 13 years. You've read my book. You've heard me give, I don't know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of proof in the public domain. I just reinforce with what my messaging was from the very beginning with more facts, proof, and evidence. So it's not like I'm teetering and flowing with the wind to benefit myself. But I've spent so much time proving that experts, just like I have earlier in the broadcast, and official authorities have zero credibility, zero. The dishonesty, the manipulation, the corruption, the fraud, it's all done because these people are put in position and installed to consolidate power, money, and control for the top 1%. So when you betray the trust of the people and corrupt your own profession, and we can say, you know, journalists, the mainstream media, we can say medicine, big pharma, government, education. Man, there's a long, long list. But one of the articles, well, I'm just going to mention one article. There's about 50 out there in the alternative media right now, / new media. And top lawyers, the few that really have follow the rule of law, Vince, a warning that the deep state, the powers that be, all the names that you've heard me give today and many other broadcasts, are planning a takeover of society using the captured judicial systems. I want you to comment on that, but I'm also going to ask you a very specific question, Vince. Should the people now disregard a system like the judiciary that has betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their profession with bribes and blackmails and are no longer following the rule of law? The rule of law is like math. It's there. It's easy to decipher. President Trump, he spent $50 billion in legal fees just in 2023 alone. And a little side tangent, people, Martin Armstrong thinks he could go to prison. And there's a lot of people saying that he could be having assassination attempts, and I've heard there's been a few already. So when you have one of our, I know they say we have three branches of government, but with all the corruption, we probably have six. Should the people be ignoring the judicial system when they no longer do their job and betray the trust of the people and have totally 100% corrupted their profession? Vince Finelli.
You know, I've said on the air before that if I were in court and I were told to raise my right hand, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, I'm afraid my response might be, well, what are you all going to do? You all going to tell the truth? Or are you going to lie and expect me to tell the truth? Or maybe my response might be, no, you all don't tell the truth, so why should I? Now, I am not a liar. I don't do that. But I'm thinking about, you know, the court system, exactly what you're talking about, Rich. And so I can answer you in several different ways. Yes, Donald Trump could go to prison. Yes, if you look at the fine, he received a fine in New York City for somewhere between, the numbers keep changing, $355 million, $335 million, for allegedly lying on applications. Now, at least this is what I thought I read, that he misrepresented his assets. Well, I know for a fact that a lot of people misrepresent their assets. And when they apply for a loan, they overestimate their assets and underestimate their liabilities. That's what they do. But it's a contract. It's an application to borrow funds from a private organization or a public corporation. So it's a statement of assets and liabilities. But where is that against the law? Now, I don't think lying's a good thing. I mean, that's how we got into this mess. Washington, D.C. is nothing but a cesspool of lies. But the point I'm trying to make is, since when does someone go to jail for that? Now, you have politicians who make campaign promises. They call them campaign promises, which they have no intention of fulfilling. Is that more or less serious, more or less punishable than allegedly misrepresenting assets to get a lower percentage rate on loans? It seems like it's all lousy, and it seems like it all should stop. But the big players, I don't think you can find a single company that has made lots of currency, lots of profit, without lying to the little people. I don't think there's a single company. We can call it Apple. We can call it Meta. We can call it Facebook. We can call it Standard Oil. We can call it big government. All of those organizations lie to us. All of them. 100%. No exceptions. And then you have, you're talking about the judicial system. Well, it's broken. The proof of it, the proof that we've already entered the Civil War, the second one in the United States, in my opinion, is that there are these roving gangs of young thugs. They're high school age, and they go into a drugstore, and they just ransack it. You know, 50, 100 of these young thugs, and they take whatever they want. They turn over the display racks, and they beat the place up on the way out. Nobody does anything about it. That's a broken judicial system. Where are the police? Where are their parents? Where are the teachers saying, don't y'all be going to CVS and blowing up the place? Don't y'all be doing that? And then you have San Francisco. People peeing on, homeless people peeing on storefront doors. Alcoves. Alleys. People defecating in the streets. Does this sound like society in growth mode, or does this sound like society in free fall or collapse? And then you have, there's a guy by the name of a comedian, allegedly, John Oliver. He offered to pay Justice Thomas Clarence, Supreme Court, $1 million a year and give him a $2.4 million motor coach if he resigns from the Supreme Court of the U.S. Why? Because it is believed by this comedian that Clarence Thomas, after over 20 years, has caused nothing but problems and destruction of the United States. So I'm interpreting it that way. So here's a guy, Clarence Thomas, who's on the take, allegedly. For what? Trips, vacations, got a motorhome. And he's affecting decisions that impact everyone in the United States. So, from top to bottom, starting with the lowest court to the highest court, it's widely known and widely reported that people get tickets, traffic tickets, and there's a percentage. So the court is on the take. So one, Sparta, Missouri, a little tiny town of nothing, they were giving so many tickets. It's like, 1,700 people in the town. It's a little tiny speck of a town. It's only three or four times the size of our farm, the entire town. Okay, they're giving like 1,700 tickets or 1,500 tickets a month, something like that. It was the revenue stream. They had four cops. four cops for 1,700 people when the town doesn't need any cops. USA Prepares, our instructors and students went to town hall and protested. And you know what? We were all searched. We streamed, so it's off the internet now, but we streamed our activities in protesting. They were afraid we were going to cause a riot. This little tiny speck of a town. Why? Because I said, Vincent Finelli said, boycott the entire town. And Sam Bushman, broadcaster, said, Vinny, are you calling to boycott the entire town? I said, absolutely. He said, oh, everything? I said, everything. The barber shop, the sandwich shop, the gas station, boycott the entire town. Don't go there. Go around it. He said, well, you're gonna hurt the little people. And I said, the little people are supporting it. The little people of Sparta, Missouri, are saying they're okay with this corrupt police department. So the next thing, your next question probably is, what happened to Sparta Police Department? It got disbanded. And then it got rebuilt bigger. And that's the truth. Rich? So that's my answer. It's broken. Everything's broken. Do I believe the justice system is honorable? Absolutely not. And it's gotten worse over my entire lifetime.
So
my dad used to talk about in Georgia there were cops hiding behind billboards, and the idea was that they were going to come out of state plates. You're going to get a ticket. Don't go to Georgia. That's what my dad told me. No, come on, Dad. How's that? No, it can't be. Yeah, it was. And the same thing's happening on steroids in Sparta, Missouri, or it was. Back to you.
Well, when you look at the overall system, you know, judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, big pharma, big tech, I mean, especially let's start with the judicial system, so the judges and attorneys. When they're taking the bribes and they're taking the blackmails, and there's nothing but deceit and trickery and gimmickry and double standards and hypocritical behavior, false promises, selling out, fraud, scams, corruption, betraying the trust of the people and corrupting their profession as they do every minute of the day. Not just what happened to President Trump. Why are the people not ignoring this if they're not doing their job?
They are ignoring it, Rich. That's what I was talking about. These gangs, these young thugs, these gangs are just doing whatever they want because there's no consequences. They are, but it's just a small...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, things are so broken, so bad, so dysfunctional in this country. People don't believe anything. We've got a lying sack of protoplasm in Washington, D.C. Actually, a whole bunch of lying sacks of protoplasm. And because of that, and because of high technology and cell phones, people have to have reminders to show up to their own doctor's appointments. It didn't used to be like that. If you had a doctor's appointment, you'd write it on the calendar and you'd show up because it was important. Now, pharmacies call and say, y'all going to pick up your prescription? It's ready. And then they call again. Y'all going to pick up your prescription? It's ready. They call, the dentist's office calls. The doctor's office calls. They all call because people are so stupid they can't remember to pick up or to show up things that are important to them. They, as a matter of fact, people are so stupid, they get on the phone when they go to the supermarket and they call someone. They go, okay, so what was I supposed to get? I'm here now. I'm in the produce department. What'd you all want me to get? I forget. That's where we are, Rich. We can't fight a war.
Vince, the thing is, this is why I give facts, evidence, and proof published in the public domain. We have proven time and time again about the 2020 election fraud. What did our judges do? Absolutely nothing. They could have at least taken up the Brunson case and would have opened up a lot of stuff. No one is doing their job. You want me to give you things? You said people don't believe stuff. Okay, here we go. Let me give a few articles here. This is what I do. This is not my opinion. I do this on purpose. Don't believe anything we say. Verify yourself. In other words, you have to do your own reading and research. 5-time deported illegal alien accused of killing 10-year-old boy walking home from school. Texas girl, 11 years old, found raped and murdered under her bed, was killed by a migrant, 18 years old, who crossed into El Paso in January and was promptly freed by authorities. You still think there's official authorities, folks? Next article, DHS, Chief Mayorkas, says Americans killed by illegals should not be politicized. Is your blood boiling yet, folks? This is all documented stuff. Here's another one. 155 Democrats vote against deporting illegal aliens who rob America's seniors by committing Social Security fraud. People, I have 2 hours worth of illegal immigrant crimes, murder, rape. You wouldn't believe it. I want you to remember, the Democrats, they've always been taking Social Security from the trust fund and putting it into the general fund so Congress could spend it. Lyndon Johnson and the Dems basically controlled the House and Senate to do that. They eliminated the income tax deduction for Social Security withholding. That was the Democrats. Taxing Social Security annuities, that was Al Gore and Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton giving annuity payments to immigrants. And then spend that and replace it with IOUs. And the Democrats think you're so stupid, and they're saying the Republicans want to take your Social Security away. This is their exact definition of useful idiots and low-information voters. These are the people who are promoting the fascism that you see and taking out small business every minute of the day for their agenda in order to centralize every part of your life. And they use fear, they use pandemics, they use lockdowns. They don't care what they do. It doesn't even have to be legitimate, as long as you believe it. So they're putting you on beer money while they're paying government worker paychecks and benefits and pensions, which averages 5 to 30 times what you get in Social Security, even though you're paying for that. And all they do is attack Social Security. People, if we don't do the reading and research, it's over. Here's another one. Illegal border crossers in New York City to receive debit cards worth up to $10,000 each. Are you hearing me? I have given articles, folks, probably, it's countless, where the illegal immigrants are getting between $1,000 to $10,000. Of your taxpayer money. Speaking of taxpayer money, here's another scam. Joe Biden's green energy plan is a gift to China, and basically what they're saying, Beijing is going to plunder more than $100 billion from U.S. taxpayer, because there's a scheme of uncapped tax credits to firms investing in green energy, but it doesn't block foreign companies. So the big pot of U.S. taxpayer money is going to go to Chinese companies. And they're estimating $100 billion worth. Wake up, people. Speak up, people. Or else you're not going to have anything. Tell your children and grandchildren they have no future if you don't start speaking up. We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.